From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, August 26th. Republican state lawmakers filed a second lawsuit on Monday, challenging plans to redraw California's congressional maps in favor of Democrats. The legislature passed the plans on a party-line vote last week. California GOP Chairwoman Corinne Rankin says the proposal, championed by Governor Gavin Newsom, blocks any chance for voters to participate in fair elections, as they have in the past.
What we're seeing happening today and what we're seeing happening from this governor is the opposite. They're having backroom deals, making decisions without our knowledge, and then trying to ram those decisions down our throat.
If the plan by Democrats holds, voters will decide in November whether to suspend the state's independent redistricting commission and adopt maps drawn by the legislature. A California Supreme Court judge rejected a similar GOP challenge to those plans last week. An attorney for the California Republican Party said on Monday he believes the court could rule differently now that the redistricting plan has been passed. In other news, library users in Butte County may soon be free of fines. The Butte County Board of Supervisors today will consider making September a fine and fee amnesty month. It would forgive fees and also eliminate library overdue material fines until 2027. The library says the cost to replace lost items ends up being more than the revenue from fines. The aim of the policy is to recover lost materials and remove barriers that could keep some residents with outstanding fees from using the library's services. And a growing body of evidence shows that wildfire smoke is much more dangerous than was previously known. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more on a recent study looking at data for January's Palisades and Eaton fires in Los Angeles.
30 people are known to have directly died from the fires, but when smoke exposure is considered, researchers at Boston University estimate the actual death toll is likely more than 14 times higher, 440 people. Wildfire smoke contains an extremely toxic mixture of particulates, gases, chemicals, and heavy metals. Studies now show that even limited exposure can have lasting health effects, especially for people with chronic respiratory conditions. People hundreds or even thousands of miles can be affected. The study's authors use sophisticated mortality models to reach their conclusions. They say more research is needed because wildfires are becoming more intense and larger due to climate change. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, a majority of California's voters strongly disapprove of the way President Trump is carrying out immigration enforcement in the state. That's according to a new poll from the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies. The California Report's Maddie Bolaños has more.
Sociology professor Christina Mora says the poll shows California Democrats almost uniformly oppose Trump's immigration policies. But for Republicans, it's more nuanced.
What you see is sort of a strong stance amongst Democrats and much more variegated response, although sort of the majority still in favor of Trump's responses amongst Republicans. And I think that's pretty significant.
For example, Republicans are almost evenly split on conducting immigration enforcement at public locations like schools and hospitals.
That was the California Report's Maddie Bolaños. Additionally, a subdivision slated to break ground in Redding next year is raising concerns among some neighboring homeowners. Citing the 2018 car fire, they worry the only street in and out of the 120-home Peak subdivision couldn't handle the volume of traffic during an evacuation. The Redding Record Searchlight reports, city planners and builders say the development plan gives fire resiliency top priority and incorporates the latest tactics for home hardening, landscaping, and traffic flows. Officials indicate they're willing to work with residents to explore possible changes to the plan. And finally, Glenn Medical Center is closing its emergency room. This comes after the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services revoked its designation as a critical access hospital. The designation ensured the hospital in Willows received extra Medicare funding to stay operating. The decision was made due to the distance between the Glenn Hospital and Colusa Medical Center. The agency said Glenn is 3 miles too close to the Colusa Hospital to keep its critical access status. The hospital has the only emergency room in Glenn County. The ER is expected to close in less than 60 days, followed by the hospital. Clinics will remain open. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, August 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.